Ready to continue on with Vanderbilt. Same procedure. We'll ask Coach for some overall thoughts on the game. Then we'll go to the student athletes for question and answers. And they'll return to the locker room, and we'll finish up with Coach. Another reminder, make sure your cell phone ringers are off, and also refrain from flash photography. All right, Coach, would you begin?
Well, it's always an interesting game when you play Auburn because there are challenges, and obviously there are challenges for them too, and we were able to utilize our advantages, I thought, today, namely these two guys here, and especially AJ. I thought our team did a great job of moving the ball and being patient with it and getting it inside. We really kind of made an emphasis on not taking, at least with some guys, not taking quick threes early in the clock, and being more patient and trying to get the ball to AJ as much as we could. And I thought our guys really bought into the game plan and executed it very well. So that was really kind of the difference in the game. We were able to get Prowl in foul trouble, and he's an awfully good player, obviously having to be played out of position. When we were able to get him in foul trouble, even though it caused us problems defensively because now they had five guards in the game, it still, we had enough advantages on the offensive end that we were able to kind of hold our own.
All right, we'll take questions for Shane and AJ. If you have one, please raise your hand. Nick, let's go all the way to the back. Start right there, and then we'll move over.
Shane, you always seem ready to shoot the ball when you get it, but when you were getting ready to shoot, you were just open more than somebody would have expected in a game like this. You had some pretty good looks there. Were you surprised by that?
Definitely. I haven't gotten many open shots this year, but you know, we knew they were going to come out and play a lot of different zones, and so if we got the ball moving and moved ourselves a little bit, then we would get open shots as a team, and my teammates did a great job of finding me when I was open and I was really knocking off few shots.
Hands up, other questions? Go ahead, Bob, and then I'll get to you.
This is for both players. You talk about the rematch with Arkansas, obviously a real tight game in Fayetteville. And Shane, if you could talk about losing to Arkansas four in a row, I know you guys have won a lot of games the last couple of years, and just I don't think you'd want to make up for that.
Shane, you take that first.
Well, they're a great team. They're a good team, and they're definitely well coached. And I think they have one of the biggest big men in this league, and they do a good job of pressuring and been doing a lot of different things. Unfortunately, we haven't had great success against them, but we look forward to a good game tomorrow. We know they're going to be amped up and ready to play, and we will too.
Well, same for AJ.
We're looking forward to coming out and having a good game tomorrow. Obviously, the game didn't end the way we wanted to in Fayetteville, but hopefully we can come out and just play well tomorrow. They're a great team, and it'll be a good contest.
All right. Question on the left.
AJ, how much of an advantage did you sense you had today inside against a team that's probably the smallest in the league? Did you sense that you were going to kind of be able to have your way in there today?
I don't as much have my way. As soon as we came out, we got a couple of good looks, and I felt that I sort of played myself in a pretty good position. Obviously, the crowd got some foul trouble. They had some issues trying to get big plays in there, and my teammates did a great job of getting the ball into me and easy scoring position, so I think that was the biggest factor.
Hands up. Any other questions? All right, Ron, go ahead.
AJ, what part of your game has improved the most this year? What was the most difficult transition you had to make to American college basketball?
I think definitely my defense is the thing that's improved the most. Obviously, coming over here and playing against more agile and more athletic players, I had to learn to move my feet better, and playing a Coach Storm system, obviously, have to be a pretty good defender, so had to improve that a lot.
All right. Go ahead, and I'll get to you, Bob.
For both you guys, did you feel like Auburn would wear down or that they did wear down? Obviously, you knew their number of situations. Looked like you guys went on like a 10-0 run there, I think, midway through the second half, and did you kind of feel like maybe fatigue started to sit in for them right about then?
AJ?
Down the stretch, they were still making a lot of plays, and at least the game came down in the last few minutes. We knew that if we were able to get them into a close game, we're pretty good at finishing out games, and that we'd hopefully come out on top. So we tried to wear them down, and I don't know if they were fatigued or not, but we went on a couple of good runs, and we were able to come away with the win.
Same for Shane.
Piggyback on what AJ said, I'm not sure if I would say that they wore down. They came out in the second half, and especially late, and made a lot of shots, made a lot of contested shots, made big plays, and we just felt like we had a few advantages, and we were able to execute.
Hey, Bob, do you have a question?
This question is for AJ. I think that Jeff Lebo compared, after Poland, he said, watching you go against their guys, you can remind him of taking his 6-year-old kid in the backyard to the hole. I don't know if it felt like that easy to you, but what was that like? And then compare that to what you'd be seeing. Arkansas's got 5 guys, 6'8" or taller.
It's obviously a very different game playing against guys a little bit shorter. But, I mean, they were really athletic, and they were able to get around in front of the post pretty well. So it was a lot more swiveling and stuff like that involved. And obviously against Arkansas, it's going to be a bit of a different game, a lot more physical, and hopefully we can just come out and play well against them.
Got time for one more. Anybody? All right, let's take the last one down the row there, Nick.
Shane, you've talked all season about how tough you feel like you guys are to beat when both you guys are kind of got it going from the inside and outside. How encouraging was it today for you, first postseason game for you guys to come out and do that and just kind of have that inside-outside combination? I mean, you got to feel pretty encouraged about that, getting postseason started that way.
Well, definitely. We definitely feel like you know, we have an advantage inside with AJ and the things that he's able to do and bring to our team. And whenever he's playing the way that he did today, the way that he's capable of playing, then it makes it easy for a lot of other guys on his team to jump up and make shots. And that was just a case of what happened today, and hopefully it'll be the case every time we play.
All right, AJ and Shane, we'll excuse you. You can return to the locker room. Thank you very much. Reminder, the locker room is open at the present time. We'll continue on with Coach Stallings. If you have a question for him, raise your hand, and we'll get a floor mic to you. Go ahead.
How much grief do you anticipate giving AJ for missing, getting his only shot that he missed today blocked on a dunk?
Well, there's no anticipation necessary. I already jumped him in the locker room and said, I can't believe that. You know, you couldn't make all your shots. All you had to do was make one more dunk, and you'd have been 13 for 13. So he got a good laugh out of it, actually. It was kind of nice. It's nice to see him laugh.
Hands up. Other questions? All right, go ahead.
Someone mentioned already, it seemed like they were making shots, you were making shots, till a point in about maybe 10 minutes to go in the second half. You maybe turned up the defensive pressure a little bit, forced them into some sloppy play. What do you remember about that stretch? Well, I think that we were able to get some stops and some rebounds, and our offense obviously flowed pretty much the whole game. So, you know, when we were able to get stops, we were able to extend our lead. And then, so we'd get them for a while, and then they'd make shots for a while. We'd get them for a while, and they'd make shots for a while. And I thought offensively, except for right at the start of the second half, I thought we had a pretty good flow the entire game. So we're capable of being a good offensive team. And when our defense and our rebounding is good enough, then, you know, we usually have a chance to win.
Peter Ron, do you have one?
What area did AJ improve the most, though? Unless you leaned over and whispered his ear and, like, you know, you answered this one the right way.
No, actually, when I leaned over to him, I think the question was, what was the biggest transition? Yeah, and when we were walking from the locker room here, he said, I can't believe how much media coverage there is for this. And so I leaned over to him and I said, don't say media. And because he was talking as we were walking from the locker room to hear about how this was really, like, the biggest difference to him, he felt, was just how much media exposure and things that there were. But anyway, what has he improved the most on? I think he's improved. I was really surprised to hear him say defensively. I hope it's defense. I hope that's it. That's all I'll say.
Raise your hand. Other questions? All right, let's go down the aisle. Bob, go ahead.
Yeah, Kevin, I just wanted to talk about the rematch with Arkansas, getting them here on a neutral floor as opposed to Fayetteville.
Well, the venue hadn't made much difference. They've pretty much had their way with us. So it doesn't matter, the neutral floor, or they beat us on our court last year, came here and beat us. They beat us on their court this year. So we just have to play a little better. They seem to play well against us, and we seem to struggle with them. So we'll see what happens tomorrow. We had a chance to win a game over Fayetteville, and they just made a couple more plays at the end than we did. But we took a pretty good shot from them over there because they shot the ball extremely well. So maybe we can induce them to miss a few shots tomorrow and give us a little better chance. But they were awfully good that day at their place.
Okay, we got one over here. Go ahead.
Kevin, when you say they've had their way with you, is there any particular reasons you would care to share in a public forum?
They have good players. You know, they have long, athletic, good players. And, you know, last year they were really a horrible matchup for us. And this year, I don't feel like that the matchup is as bad. Last year, I thought they were one of the most difficult teams in the league for us to match up with last year. And so, anyway, we'll see what happens tomorrow. We had a chance to win over there, and we know that. We knew we had a chance to win. We were in that game. You know, it was a 1-point game with 10 seconds to play or something, we were there the whole day, and we'll just see how it goes tomorrow.
Go ahead.
Kevin, when you get 27 out of AJ and 26 out of Shane, and just look at the way the offense operated today, is that as close to what you would have envisioned with the inside-outside tandem?
Well, I thought that that certainly, when you look in AJ's 12 for 13 and Shane's 9 for 14, I mean, that the proficiency is awfully good, but I thought the key to that today was we really made an emphasis with our team not to take quick threes and make a few extra passes and see if we could put the ball in AJ's hands, and I think as a result, not only did AJ touch it more, but Shane touched it more, and our team bought into that. They did it, they executed it. And the best news was they did it with a smile on their face. I don't think that we had guys out there resisting and thinking, you know, things that selfish players think. I think that they embraced it and they got the ball where it needed to be. And as a result, we had a very good offensive performance.
Did you have another one?
Just following up on that, Kevin, has that been a problem here of late?
You know, not a problem with the players. It's been a problem with the coaching. I have tolerated too many quick threes early in the clock from guys that don't make a high enough percentage to warrant that. You know, it'll probably come as a great shock. I didn't put any restrictions on Shane. You know, if I told Shane, if it feels round, you can shoot it. You know, other guys, we need to make a couple extra passes. Now, we did that, and we still had some guys step up and make shots later in the clock, which is exactly what I want. But as a result, AJ gets a bunch of touches. You know, he and those touches are good for our team. The more touches he gets, the better off we play usually. Or the better we play.
All right, Bob, go ahead.
Yeah, I've heard some coaches say in a quarterfinal game that the team that won the day before and kind of got used to playing here has an advantage. Other coaches say, well, the team that's well didn't have to play and is well rested or better rested has an advantage. You got any thoughts on that?
Not particularly. I generally think that the team that plays the best has the advantage. That's kind of the way I look at it. That's, you know, I'm not trying to be evasive on the question, but I have no opinion on whether it's an advantage to play the day before or have the rest or whatever, because You can go back through the history of the tournament and figure out the percentages, and probably the team that didn't play has won more games because they were the better seed and the better team, probably. Okay, now I don't have any statistical data to back that up, but I think what will happen tomorrow is if Arkansas plays better, they'll win, and if we play better, we'll win. That's what I think will happen.
We've got time for one more. Anybody?
All right.
Thank you. All right, thank you.